In the studio with me now, three wonderful guests. Renee Casserly.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. And Tony Elliott, good morning.
Hi there.
Kia ora. And Benji Tawarea, kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, try that again, Benji.
Good morning.
Oh, sugar. Okay, try again.
Hello, good morning.
Excellent.
Okay.
We got everybody on, so that's excellent. Now, Renee is one of the organisers, and Benji and Tony are a couple of the stars of of the upcoming show next week called, Renee, help me.
The Dragon and the Sea.
The Dragon and the Sea, of course. And this is all part of Waiheke Fun Palaces, and I'll talk to Renee about that first of all. So the production that is coming up next week is the output of several workshops. One starts tomorrow, but most of next weekend, part of Waiheke Fun Palaces. Now, Fun Palaces, as I understand it, is an international movement of community and creativity.
Indeed.
Tell us about it and how Waiheke got involved.
Yep. So Fun Palaces kicked off in the UK. I think they're in about the sixth year now. It's a way old concept, kicked off by Joan Littlewood and Cedric Price around having a space that people come along and create, do whatever they liked. It was science, technology, the arts. It's anything that makes up culture.
Yep.
And so originally it was around creating that kind of space.
Yeah.
So now we're kind of looking to create that space within our own communities. So
it's about finding the creativity that exists in community,
yep,
building community with that creativity and finding it in everybody and anybody and not just the sort of so-called creative stars among us who go on to be famous actors and singers.
That's right.
Yeah. So and Waiheke, this is the second year?
Second year. In 2015. And yeah, so just to clarify, it's not just about creativity, it's about science, technology, all things that make up culture.
Yeah, right.
So, like traditional culture being part of it,
yep,
food. There's basically anything that you could possibly imagine kind of makes up what a fun palace and the culture of a community is.
It's just an amazing idea, isn't it? Because it's drawing on stuff that's already there that needs some empowerment and some space to form itself, if you like.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right. So let's start with tomorrow, and I'll come to our two young stars in a sec, but tomorrow is a precursor to the event next weekend, isn't it?
That's right. And so one of our partners is the Waiheke Library.
Kia ora, Waiheke Library.
Yay! And they were really supportive last time round as well. Big ups to all of their contribution into the Fun Palaces.
We do have a fantastic library, don't we?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so great. Yeah. Such a great team. But yeah, so the Makerspace, which is a regular thing at the Waiheke Libraries.
Indeed. For young islanders. Yeah.
That's right.
My own daughter is sort of regularly along there. Yep.
Brilliant. Yep. Brilliant. And so tomorrow they've written out a lovely little tagline for that. Yar, keyhole the brains. Makerspace for the messy-brained buccaneers. So I think that Julia and Jamie would approve of, and Rhiannon would approve of me saying it like that. But yeah, it's basically, so part of the show is that people come along dressed in theme and kind of get engaged and participate in the show a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's Zombie Pirates is the theme for tomorrow's workshop. So people can come along and get their costumes ready.
I like the advertising that said, bring your best resting zombie face.
Nice. Yeah. We all have one of those.
Okay, and then that's a teaser, if you like, to the following week when six different workshops will all take place. Is that right?
Yeah, it might even be more than six.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've so another group that has come on board is the Waiheke Kelp Gardeners. So they are working sort of towards preserving our natural environment.
Yeah.
So on the Saturday, they've got a snorkeling dive, and that kicks off off at 9 a.m. Everyone's meeting at
the... It's a bit cold for that, isn't it?
I know, right? But apparently they do it almost every weekend anyway. Okay. So, yeah, anyone who wants to go along and experience that, that's meeting at the dive shop at 9 a.m. and that'll go through till about 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Then we have, on both days, we have the amazing Graham Revell.
Yes.
Yes, he's an ultra-talented dude.
Yeah.
He is a composer for film.
Yeah.
So most of the film work that he works on is American.
Yeah.
But like he's just judged the Silver Scroll Awards.
Wow.
He's incredible. So he's a really outstanding composer, and he has agreed to run 2 days of workshops working with composition and manipulating recorded sound.
Yeah.
So and that's almost full. So if you are keen on that one...
How do people sign up for these?
Now, this is the thing. So if you private message the Dragon in the Sea Facebook page, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you're really desperate, you can contact me on 022 163 2588.
Oh, we've all got a mobile now.
Yeah, exactly. So just flick us a text and I can give you a ring. But yeah, those spaces are running out pretty darn fast, which is not too surprising.
I suppose not. No, yeah. not with Graham Revell involved.
Yeah.
So,
and that's up at Whittaker's. So another one of the wonderful community groups that's kind of come on board to support the project.
Fantastic. And these, we'll come back to these workshops. I'd like to bring our Aotahi in now, but we'll come to our workshop, back to those workshops. But as I understand it, these workshops, not all of them directly, contribute to a production of...
The Dragon in the Sea.
The Dragon in the Sea, and that's a nice moment to bring in Benji and Tony. Tony, you're the mermaid.
Hello, hello. Yes, I am. This is very exciting. I've always wanted to be a mermaid. Yes.
So what do you have to do to be a mermaid?
Well, you have to have a tail. So that's one.
So that's how you got the part.
Yes, of course. Just like that, and hair.
And hair.
Hair, and a tail, and seashells, and you call it a day.
Nice.
Yeah. And I can't wait to get dressed up in my little mermaidy pearls and
it's gorgeous.
It's so gorgeous,
excited.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the mermaid's main co-papa here? What's she doing in this show?
Well, she's actually she's a maid. She's a maid. Mm-hmm. Mermaid.
She's like Cinderella. She's cleaning up, waiting for life to change.
Yes. And she wants to escape from underwater, and she does want to go up top to the surface and all the fun jazz that comes along with it.
Nice.
And she gets to go on adventures with the lovely Jesse, who's played by Benji, and his cousin Daisy.
So Benji's on in the world above the water?
Yes.
And you guys, this is, sounds like the Little Mermaid to me. And you guys connect in the outside the water world?
No.
Oh.
No.
Ooh. So Benji, how do you fit into this?
Me, how do I fit into this? Well, I would just go on adventures and find new people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys script writing? Is this a pre-written script?
Yeah, for the most part, it is. We've been adapting it as we go along.
There'll be some Waiheke adaptation.
Yeah, there. sure are.
Not allowed to talk about the teachers.
Too bad.
That didn't even occur to us. Fuller's is mentioned, though.
Fuller's gets a mention. I'm sure it's all good.
It is.
So, Benji, do you see yourself as an actor?
Slowly coming along.
Nice.
I have to work hard towards it, I guess.
Yep.
And it's not an easy thing to be at.
No, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it takes time and effort if you put in,
But you're enjoying it?
Yeah, it's fun. I get to meet new people.
Yeah.
And interact.
And work with amazing people.
And find new things to adapt from.
So what workshops are feeding into the play then? What
So there's the Zombie Maker space, the recording and manipulating sound will sit alongside it.
Yeah.
The participants in that workshop will come along, see sort of what we're doing in the rehearsals, and then the workshop will be working with the ideas and concepts to create the sound track.
Audioscapes.
Audioscapes around it. We're not sure whether they'll be fully developed enough to have them showing the whole of the show, but yeah. And then we have, so at the end of the show, I think Star should tell us about what happens at the very end of the show, the tea party.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a lovely party.
Party.
We're gonna have drumming, and we're going to have music, and we're just going to party it up because it's a celebration at the end.
Nice.
And everyone is invited.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
And it's an under-the-sea tea party.
Yes. So come dressed to the part, please.
Yeah. So,
but don't anybody, like, you know, outstrip her for, with the mimic.
No out costuming. No out costuming.
There may be mermen. But the you maids can keep on walking.
Brilliant.
Right, yeah. So some gorgeous mermen welcome, but no competition otherwise.
Yeah, fair enough. And so for the within the actual show, we've got an African dance and drumming workshop.
Right.
So that'll be it's very cool. Do you want to just say how much fun we had in workshops?
Oh, which one? The one we did with the drumming?
I was sick that
rehearsal. Yeah. Oh, well, they came along and started drumming and we started dancing. They taught us how to really move with music and new dance moves that we can learn from, I guess.
Yeah. So what sort of drums?
Bongos?
Or like bongos and congas.
Dongos.
Bongos. Bongos.
Yeah, djembe and African drums.
Yeah.
So there's a group, another group on the island.
Yeah, the drumming circle.
Yeah.
They've been around for a long time. Is that
It's a different one. Okay. So there's a lot of drummers on the island. But so Camila Fernandez and her crew. They're largely South American, actually, the makeup of the group.
How fantastic.
They are actually playing as part of a concert this evening. Saturday night, Cumbia down at Artworks, 8 p.m. I think they kick off.
Okay.
But yes, so they're coming along. They'll be taking a workshop on the Sunday just before the show.
Right.
So anyone who wants to like come and get their boogie on in an African drumming style.
Nice.
Come along to the Artworks Theatre, and that's like open to everyone, adults, kids, everyone. That kicks off at 11:30 and runs for an hour.
Drumming is a fantastic group event, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. So it's the drumming and the dancing, so all levels are welcome on that. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of...
A lot of people have wanted to drum but never actually found a place to do it, so this could be it.
Yep, that's the one. Yeah, so that's 11:30.
And there'll be somebody helping you, presumably somebody instructing and...
Yeah, so most of the focus will be on the dance and movement side of things with some drumming alongside it.
Sure.
But the workshop's focus is the dance side of things. And then they'll sort of join the zombie mermen team.
How brilliant.
Yeah, and then... the other thing around the tea party, we have the lovely Timmy Smith. Timmy Smith. She's coming along and she's doing a tea tips and tastings on the Saturday leading in.
Queen of the tea party.
Queen of the tea party, yeah. So she is amazing and very generously supporting as well. And so really that's kind of more adult actually probably than children. And that she's going to be exploring raw tea tastings. Well, so how that works. Yeah, PG. PG tips.
Parental guidance.
Yes.
Awesome. Yep. And so that's at 2:30 to 3:30 at the Waiheke Adult Learning, who is another one of our lovely supporting organisations.
Another incredible island institution.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then if you're not involved in any of the workshops, you can still come and watch the play.
Most definitely. Mm. Yeah. And there's one other just before the show.
Yep.
So that's a secret mission for the Dragon Keepers. So that's a kid-focused one with Rhiannon and the team at the library. Mm. And so that's going to be kind of focused on the Dragon Keeper series and the book that the source material is for the play.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be from 11 o'clock till 12:30 on the Saturday. So yeah,
man, let's all go. Workshops are sounding fun.
Yeah. You'll be busy rehearsing, young lady.
I know. I want to ditch rehearsals and go to the workshop. Go dress up at the library. Come on.
Oh yeah, we're doing that tomorrow. Yeah. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a beautiful mélange of activities all coming together in a really fantastic celebration at the end, and everything celebrating, you know, community and creativity and the things that it connects with, the science world, the world of culture, the world of arts, the world of politics even.
We try not to get too political. But having said
everything's political.
And I'll just point out one more thing around all of it's free, which is probably something really important.
So everybody involved is just doing this
voluntarily.
Yeah. How amazing. So how many people involved overall, just roughly?
I don't know.
A lot.
A lot. Probably about 40 people,
I think, all up.
Yeah. In terms of like the support staff and people that have been working with me in the background as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people involved and also, you know, workshop hosts and...
So just before we wrap up, I'll just come back to these guys over here, Benji and Tony. What are you looking forward to mostly about the whole thing, Tony?
Oh, the dressing up. Definitely the dressing up.
Fantastic.
I'm very excited for that.
Do you sing in the show?
No, I don't. I do dance.
You dance at the end,
which will be fun.
What about you, Benji? What's the best thing for you?
Just meeting new people and having a lot of people come along and support the show.
Yeah.
And
so the sense of community.
Yeah, and support everyone that wants a career in acting, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And even the movement of Fun Palaces.
Just before we came on air, we were trying to convince Benji he should take up a show on Waiheke Radio. And, you know, we do have, if anybody wants to be a DJ, just go to our website and click the button, become a DJ. fantastic event, guys, coming up. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of people involved. If listeners out there want to know more, or I've confused them with you know, getting things wrong, where do they go for more information and definite times and dates for things?
Yep. So on the Facebook page is probably the best place to go, unless you are going to the library.
Is that Fun Palaces?
Waiheke Fun Palaces.
Waiheke. Yep. So search Waiheke Fun Palaces.
Yep. And even if you just Google up
Benji's Benji's page, it's called Benji's page.
Benji's looking for some Facebook friends.
So go along to the Waiheke Fun Palaces page or Benji's page. all of that information should be in there. And if you need clarification on anything, just give us a yell.
Yeah.
And one other thing, when you come to the afternoon tea party or to the Dragon in the Sea, actually, and we should say that the Dragon in the Sea is on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday the 6th.
Family friendly.
Yeah, 100% family friendly. And although that's always a very subjective thing, but bring along a plate for the afternoon tea party. And I'm always like, did I say that around the right way? And because it won't be a seated event, so that we can squish as many people as we can.
Bring cushions.
Bring cushions.
Good idea.
So for you.
That's right.
Oh, how brilliant. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, guys. Hope you have a great week getting ready for this.
Yeah.
Kind of kicks off tomorrow at the library with tomorrow's Makerspace, which is all about zombies. And then
Zombie pirates.
Get your zombie right. And then full-on explosion of fun next weekend.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Busy week.
Very, very busy week for you guys. We're all looking forward to it already.